You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 73, verse 1 to 3, and then verse 17 to 18. I read, "Truly, God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." Verse 17 to 18. "Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction." You have to know, dear brothers and sisters, there's something that is called the prosperity of the wicked. And if care is not taken, that prosperity can trouble your heart. It can disturb you. You will see people doing sinful things and they are prospering. Things you cannot do. If you had done it, you will also have made so much money. But you can't do it. But they can do it. And they are making so much money. And they are living fine. And it looks like nothing is happening to them. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. But these people seem to have things good. Look at what he says. He says, you see, he said, "Truly God is good to Israel and to such that as of pure in heart." He now said, but as for me, something was wrong with my heart. My heart was no longer pure. Why? He said, "My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious. My feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." You could either be contemplating joining them. Now, why am I suffering like this? Look at this young boy who just finished from university. He's doing deals. He's making a lot of millions. Here am I, have been on this little salary for years. Nothing has happened. You may begin to think of joining them. You may begin to think of doing the kind of things that they are doing. Or you may become disturbed. You may begin to doubt God. Say, is there God? How can people be doing all of this and they seem to be at peace? Why is their way not hard when the Bible says that the way of the transgressor is hard? Why is things so easy for them? They are traveling out. They are the one getting all the appointment. They are getting all the positions. They are making all the money. They are advancing in life. They are buying cars. We can't even get a land to buy. They've bought all the choice properties. They have bought houses. I'm still paying house rent after 40 years of working. But look at these people who just finished yesterday. They have built their houses. What is wrong? You see, your heart will become disturbed. It's a defilement of the heart. That's why I said my feet almost stumbled. Almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. Brethren, there is the prosperity of the wicked. You will see people, you will see young girls selling their nudity online, and they will be making millions monthly. And I mean millions. Millions. I had a story of a lady that sells her nudity online, and a man paid $50 million into her account. That should be around maybe 45,000 pounds. I'm not too sure of that calculation. 50 million naira into her account to just see her nudity. True life story. And you that you have worked all your life, you have labored, you've never seen that kind of money. Never. I've had another story of a man paying a lady $5,000 just to see her naked. And you work day and night. Before you could smell such a money, you may work 3 months to 1 year. But look at that verse that we read, that verse 17. He said, "Until I went into the sanctuary of God." There is a place in God where you will now see the truth. "Then I understood their end. Surely you set them in slippery places." They are not a people to be envied. May the Lord give you wisdom. God bless you.